points, and question 8 is worth 15 points. Once again, ladies and gentlemen, here are the point values for questions in hour 52. Question 1 is worth 10 points. Question 2 is worth 20 points. Question 3 is worth 20 points. Question 4 is worth 10 points. Question 5 is worth 15 points. Question 6 is worth 10 points. Question 7 is worth 10 points. And question 8 is worth 15 points. And now, ladies and gentlemen, the first question of the final hour, hour 54. It's here. Question number 1 of hour 54. What are the first names of the performing Marx Brothers? Once again, question number 1 of hour 54. What are the first names of the performing Marx Brothers? Good luck, trivia players.
Question 1 of hour 54. What are the first names of the performing Marx Brothers?
You come on like a dream, peaches and cream, lips like strawberry wine. You're 16, you're beautiful, and you're mine. You're beautiful and mine.
Phones down, phones down, phones down in the back. The answer to question one of hour 54, what are the first names of the performing Marx Brothers? The answer, Harpo, Chico, Groucho, Zeppo, and Gummo. Again, the answer, Harpo, Chico, Groucho, Zeppo, and Gummo. Question two of hour 54, according to the south side of the big sign at Belt Soft Serve, what new item is fuel for an imperial contest? Again, question two of hour 54, according to the south side of the big sign at Belt Soft Serve, what new item is fuel for an imperial contest? Question two of hour 54, according to the south side of the big sign at Belt's Soft Serve, what new item is fuel for an imperial contest?
Okay, so your heart broke. You sit around hoping, crying, crying. You even thinking about time? Well, before you do anything right, dig this. Everybody plays the fool sometimes. There's no exception to the rule. Listen, baby.
Phones down in the back. The answer to question two of hour 54, according to the south side of the big sign at Belt's Soft Serve, what new item is fuel for an Imperial contest? The answer, Imperial Shakes. Moving on to question three of hour 54, a man and woman wrote a song in the woman's kitchen as a song to have fun with, just a diversion. It was soon recorded by a duo and released in many countries, where it became a huge number one hit in England, Germany, Spain, Belgium, Holland, Israel, the Scandinavian countries, Australia, and according to the Mail writer, just about everywhere but Lapland. What is the name of this smash hit song? Again, question three of hour 54. A man and woman wrote a song in the woman's kitchen as a song to have fun with, just a diversion. It was soon recorded by a duo and released in many countries, where it became a huge number one hit in England, Germany, Spain, Belgium, Holland, Israel, the Scandinavian countries, Australia, and, according to the Mail writer, just about everywhere but Lapland. What is the name of this smash hit song?
Mama got a note here from the Harper Valley PTA. Well, the note said, Mrs. Johnson, you're wearing your dresses way too high. It's reported you've been drinking and or running around with men and going wild. And we don't believe you ought to be bringing up your little girl this way. And it was signed by the secretary, Harper Valley PTA. Well, it happened that the PTA was gonna meet that very afternoon. And they were sure surprised when Mrs. Johnson wore her mini skirt into the room. And as she walked up to the blackboard, I can still recall the words she had to say. He's away. And Mr. Baker, can you tell us why your secretary had to leave this town? And shouldn't Gwyneth Jones be told to keep her window shades all full completely down?
Question three of hour 54, a man and woman wrote a song in the woman's kitchen as a song to have fun with, just a diversion. It was soon recorded by a duo and released in many countries, where it became a huge number one hit in England, Germany, Spain, Belgium, Holland, Israel, the Scandinavian countries, Australia, and according to what to the Mail writer, just about everywhere but Lapland. What is the name of this smash hit song?
You said you love me, that's about it.
Phones down, phones down, phones down in the back. The answer to question three of hour 54. A man and woman wrote a song in the woman's kitchen as a song to have fun with. Just a diversion. It was soon recorded by a duo and released in many countries, where it became a huge number one hit in England, Germany, Spain, Belgium, Holland, Israel, the Scandinavian countries, Australia, and, according to the Mail writer, just about everywhere but Lapland. What is the name of the smash hit song? The answer, Cinderella Rockefeller. Again, the answer, Cinderella Rockefeller. Moving on to question four of hour 54. In a television commercial for a food product, we see a delivery person from Vinny's Pizza delivering to a home. What is the brand and name of the product? Again, question four of hour 54. In a television commercial for a food product, we see a delivery person from Vinny's Pizza delivering to a home. What is the brand and name of the product? Question four of hour 54. In a television commercial for a food product, we see a delivery person from Vinny's Pizza delivering to a home. What is the brand and name of the product? Thank you. Phones down, phones down, phones down in the back. The answer to question four of hour 54 in a television commercial for a food product. We see a delivery person from Vinny's Pizza delivering to a home. What is the brand and name of the product? The answer, DiGiorno Pizza. Again, the answer, DiGiorno Pizza.
Funds for Trivia 44 have been made possible in part through a grant from the University of Wisconsin-Stevens Point, creating a partnership for thriving communities, vibrant, healthy, prosperous, sustainable Pointers. Visit uwsp.edu today. Bank local with the Pineries Bank, your locally owned and operated log cabin bank. Proud to serve the Trivia community since 1997. 3601 Main Street. For non-emergencies, urgent care may be your best option. Find hours and information for the Plover Urgent Care Department at ministryhealth.org. The Wisconsin Potato and Vegetable Growers Association, who remind you to buy local. And success. Everybody wants it. With the right tools and opportunities, you can achieve it. The time is right. The time is now. It's success inspired. Travel Guard, where there's nothing trivial about your career. Visit TravelGuard.com today.
Question 5 of hour 54. What is the first and last name of the professional baseball player whose signature is on the baseball bat used by big screen character Wendy Torrance when striking her husband in the head? Again, question 5 of hour 54. What is the first and last name of the professional baseball player whose signature is on the baseball bat used by big screen character Wendy Torrance when striking her husband in the head?
While trying to keep a date with my little girl who was back in the States, I was stranded in the jungle, afraid and alone, trying to figure a way to get a message back home. But I was out of know that the wreckage of my plane had been picked up and spotted in my girl in Lover's Lane. And meanwhile, back in the States. Meanwhile, back in the jungle. The boys in the jungle had me on the run when something heavy hit me like an atomic bomb. When I woke up and my head started to clear, I had a strange feeling I was with cooking gear. I smelled something cooking and I looked to see. That's when I found out they was cooking me. Meanwhile, back in the States.
Baby, baby, magic romance. You know your old-time lover hasn't got a chance. He's standing in the jungle gladdest he can be. So come on, pretty baby, just you and me.
And meanwhile, back in the jungle. Out the pot and I finally got away, frantic and worried about what my baby was saying. So I jumped in the ocean and started to swim, for my chance of survival was getting mighty slim. So I thumbed down a whale who was in my way, and I reached the States in about a half a day. And when I got to Lover's Lane, I was almost dead, but my soul was gone, and here's what I said.
I love you.
Question 5 of Hour 54. What is the first and last name of the professional baseball player whose signature is on the baseball bat used by big screen character Wendy Torrance when striking her husband in the head? Phones down in the back. The answer to question 5 of Hour 54, what is the first and last name of the professional baseball player whose signature is on the baseball bat used by big screen character Wendy Torrance when striking her husband in the head? The answer, Carl Yastrzemski. Question 6 of Hour 54, Doug Flutie, while at Boston College, wore the number 22 on his football jersey. The school retired that number in his honor. During his years in the NFL, he wore a variety of other numbers because of NFL regulations concerning numbers in various positions. He had chosen the number 22 because it was his favorite number and it was the number of a baseball great whom Flutie admired. What is the first and last name of that baseball player? Again, question 6 of Hour 54. Doug Flutie, while at Boston College, wore the number 22 on his football jersey. The school retired that number in his honor. During his years in the NFL, he wore a variety of other numbers because of NFL regulations concerning numbers in various positions. He had chosen the number 22 because it was his favorite number, and it was the number of a baseball great whom Flutie admired. What is the first and last name of that baseball player? Question 6 of Hour 54, Doug Flutie, while at Boston College, wore the number 22 on his football jersey. The school retired that number in his honor. During his years in the NFL, he wore a variety of other numbers because of NFL regulations concerning numbers in various positions. He had chosen the number 22 because it was his favorite number, and it was the number of a baseball great whom Flutie admired. What is the first and last name of that baseball player?
I see you ride a funny kind of yellow.
Here's the answer for question 6 of hour 54. Doug Flutie, while at Boston College, wore the number 22 on his football jersey. The school retired that number in his honor. During his years in the NFL, he wore a variety of other numbers because of NFL regulations concerning numbers in various positions. He had chosen the number 22 because it was his favorite number, and it was the number of a baseball great whom Flutie admired. What is the first and last name of that baseball player? The answer, Jim Palmer. The answer, Jim Palmer. Moving on to question 7 of hour 54. What is the first and last name of the performer who played Ward Cleaver in Leave It to Beaver? Again, question 7 of hour 54. What is the first and last name of the performer who played Ward Cleaver in Leave It to Beaver? Question 7 of hour 54. What is the first and last name of the performer who played Ward Cleaver in Leave It to Beaver?
This following program is dedicated to the city and people of San Francisco, who may not know it, but they are beautiful, and so is their city. This is a very personal song, so if the viewer cannot understand it, particularly those of you who are European residents, save up all your bread and fly Translove Airways to San Francisco, USA. Then maybe you'll understand the song. It will be worth it. If not for the sake of this song, but for the sake of your own peace of mind.
light speed creates dreams. Walls move, minds do too. On a warm San Franciscan night, old child, young child, feel alright. On a warm San Franciscan night, angels sing, leather wings, jeans of blue, Harley Davidson's tree. On a warm San Franciscan night, old angels, young angels, feel alright. On a warm San Franciscan night, I wasn't born there, perhaps I'll die there. There's no place left to go. San Francisco.
Here's the answer for question 7 of hour 54. Phone's down. Oh, phone's down. Phone's down. Phone's down. The answer for question 7 in hour 54. What is the first and last name of the performer who played Ward Cleaver in Leave It to Beaver? The answer, Hugh Beaumont. The answer, Hugh Beaumont. Hugh Beaumont.
Hugh Beaumont. You know, okay, right? He was just sitting over there. He says, oh, man, I didn't screw up any words tonight.
Well, I don't feel so bad
about
that.
You cursed yourself by doing that.
I cursed myself. But that's a lot better than Colonel.
Oh, yeah, that's okay. That's okay. Anyway, well, that's it. We have one more question to go. And before we head on out of here, want to thank many people, starting with the community of Stevens Point and all of you trivia players, from the team closest across the street to the team in China and everybody in between. And the people that are playing very likely their last game. And all of those people that have love in their hearts for this contest and this station, thank all of you. Thanks to the students at Student Television, SPTV, down there. Thanks to John Goss, the faculty advisor, and thanks to the student management of 90FM for allowing not just me, but all of the community volunteers that come in here, whether they be alumni or just weasels that want to be on the radio. We've got a very good staff that you'll be meeting later if you stick around for the presentations later. But I want to thank them all right now in no particular, well, yes, in alphabetical order, because otherwise it would be too hard to remember them all. What? Oh, okay. Focus is ready. We, you know, Charlie Brown is our promotions director. And, you know, he walks in the classroom cool and slow. And, you know, he always calls the English teacher, Daddy-O. He's going to get caught. Just you wait and see. And he always says, why is everybody always picking on me? That's Charlie Brown. He's a clown, though. Taylor Christian, the music director here at 90 FM, you know, responsible for all of the general programming that goes on during the week. And I know that, you know, many people would rather listen to either the oldie stations or the classic rock stations or the pop stations and, you know, Katy Perry and the homogenized music that they put out, which is fine, okay? But if you really want to treat and want to really experience something new and different and exciting, tune in to 90 FM once in a while. Aubrey Giordana, who has made a transformation. You heard her on the air today, and 2 months ago I told her, I said, the last thing in the world I would ever let her do is get on the air during trivia because she just had so many problems with her on-air presentation. But she turned it around, worked on it, and I think did...
She was wonderful today.
A phenomenal, phenomenal job. Connor Godfrey, business director here at 90 FM, who couldn't grow a beard to save his soul. But he's one heck of a great guy, and thanks for all of the work that he has done. Dan Neckar, who is a teddy bear of a guy, but... Lose some weight, buddy. No, he is a heck of a guy. He is, I'm telling you, man, I would take a bullet for that guy. He's okay. Totally is okay. Chris O'Brien, who really just has done an amazing job. He's really a great young adult and not a bad guy to know as well. Caitlin Schumann, who's our computer director, and she got us, kept us going on the computers, and tired all the time, but she got things done and got things going. Mitch DeSantis, the programming director of 90 FM, and got his parents to play trivia this year. Which for the first time, and they had a blast, they really did, and that was really cool. And Mitch just enjoyed the heck out of this weekend. He said, you know, he was saying in the hall earlier today, he says it's the whole experience is just like something else, and it really is. And Dan Waterman, I don't know if you paid attention when people are doing the newscasts or the focuses, but if you listen to Dan's production work and Dan's newscasting, holy molies, we've got a pro here for sure. He really is good. And finally, Jesse Hines across the board from me here. Station manager, kept it all together. And the most impressive thing that just started this year off with a bang and just amazing is when he and Mitch took over as station manager and program director at the station. They came into the back room and they said, first thing is all these posters are getting off the walls because this is a business and we want to look professional here. And I say that pretty much for the most part throughout this year, this has been a professional operation. And I think it showed tonight. For 54 hours, it's shown. So thanks to all of them. Blair and JD for their outstanding trivia warm-up. And if you didn't listen to that, holy cow, did you miss a show. I swear to God, my blood pressure was about 9,000 listening to Blair's just nonstop. And, of course, I guess that I will also say for those of you, you know, who looked through this rule book this year, you can thank Carrie Bigelow, Jennifer Brulowski, Sean Shabilsky, Eric Hammes, Paul Kamasa, Wayne Semmerling, Mary Stroik, Ann Van Lysel, and Chris and Madison Wiesa for getting out and selling the advertising. It was a colossal undertaking, and they did an amazing job. So thanks to all of them. And, of course, nothing would be happening. You know, really, I just have to see the number. Because if it is who I think it is, Yeah, this guy is going to, this guy will be getting phone calls every night. When I wake